This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Alaska will lose about 400 soldiers from U.S. Army Alaska operations, and the announcement is being portrayed as good news from military officials in the state. Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson spokesman John Pennell says Anchorage operations will lose 780 positions, but Fort Wainwright will gain 367 for a net loss of around 375 soldiers by the end of 2015. Pennell says the positions will largely come from cutting smaller units within the 2nd Engineer Brigade.
Others will move to different headquarters within U.S. Army Alaska. For instance, the 6th Engineer Battalion, they are an airborne qualified engineer battalion. They will move to the 425th Airborne Brigade Combat Team and become an engineer battalion within that brigade.
The cuts were not a surprise. They're part of the 80,000 soldier drawdown called for in the Budget Control Act of 2011. But Pennell says if you consider losses in other parts of the nation, for instance, Kentucky's Fort Knox will lose some 3,800 to 4,000 soldiers, an entire brigade combat team. The small cut to Alaska's military positions is good news. Pennell says the Army values Alaska's strategic position.
Not only for the Arctic, but also for the entire Pacific theater. And so our two brigade combat teams, one here in Anchorage, the airborne team, and one in Fairbanks, the Stryker Brigade team, they are valuable assets in a very strategically valuable location.
Pennell also stressed that the smaller loss here is a reflection of the strong community support that Alaskans have always shown for the military. He says the changes will come as positions are not refilled, as soldiers rotate out or retire. He says there will be some that will have their tours shortened, but that'll be on a case-by-case basis. Supporters of a citizen initiative to legalize the recreational use of marijuana in Alaska say they have submitted more than 46,000 signatures to the state elections office. If enough of the signatures are deemed valid, the question of whether to legalize pot in Alaska would appear on the August 19th primary ballot. By December 30th, Enroll Alaska had signed up just over 800 people for health insurance under the federal health mandate. Enroll Alaska CEO Tyan Bowling blames problems with the federal government website. She says they hope to sign up 8,000 Alaskans by the end of the open enrollment period, currently running through March. Tuesday was Christmas Day for Eastern Orthodox Christians overseas and in the United States. Russian Christmas, as it's sometimes called, is celebrated according to the old Julian calendar on January 7th. And in Sitka, that tradition is audible. The week-long feast of the Nativity celebration features starring, the Orthodox practice of caroling. Traditionally, revelers would stay out singing until dawn, sometimes for several days in a row. In Sitka, parishioners of St. Michael's Cathedral gathered Tuesday evening at the home of Father Michael Boyle for a meal and then to begin the star's journey through town. Sitka was the capital of Russian America in the 1800s. This little slice of Russian Christmas comes to us from KCAW's Emily Foreman. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.